Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Oh, Josh. Oh, we're going to have to reset this whole thing for the Burt Show listeners that didn't hear it this morning.
Poor thing.
Burt Show producer Josh here is like the most assuming, seemingly innocent guy on staff.
So sweet.
Seemingly innocent.
Seemingly innocent.
Doesn't do anything wrong.
Well, each of us at one point or another early this morning, even before it was light out, pull into the parking lot here at the radio station, and we are greeted by two police officers that still both have the lights going on the car, and they've pulled over a red car. But you can't really see who's in it. You just know that they've pulled somebody over, and they got two cops there, so it must be pretty important.
And it was very dramatic, like you said, because it was still dark outside, so those blue lights you can see from a mile away.
Yeah. Cops got the flashlight out. He's looking inside the car. And none of us knew that it was Josh here until Jen came in and told us.
Yeah, because Josh and I communicate early in the morning in regards to audio for the show, and usually I hear back from him pretty quickly that he got what I sent. Well, it's our checks and balances to follow up with each other, make sure somebody didn't oversleep or the alarm didn't go off or whatever, so I shot him a text and said, is everything okay? Just checking in. And he wrote back, no, I'm getting a ticket. I'll be in as soon as possible. So I thought, oh, I better leave now because, you know, sometimes I speed on the way into work. And so I was like, oh, got to go to the speed limit. And I looked for Josh the whole way. I was like, where is he? Because we live in the same neighborhood, kind of downtown. Takes us about 20 minutes to get to work. So I'm looking for him. I'm like, oh, it must have been a quick ticket. He's already here. Until I pulled in the parking lot and I saw that it was Josh standing outside of his car at this point talking to the officer, all the lights going everywhere. So I ran upstairs and ran in the studio to tell you guys that it was Josh that was downstairs.
Yay, so exciting.
That's our boy right
Look,
there.
What's going on with Josh? Save him. Somebody save him.
So to fast forward a little bit, Josh told us earlier this morning that his tags were expired, but just a little bit, though.
A couple of years.
4 years. 4 years he's been driving around.
You set me up on that.
4 years, and they are out-of-state tags.
Isn't that common? Doesn't that happen to people, though?
Not for 4 years, bro.
I've lived in different cities, and okay.
4 years is a crazy amount of time.
Having out-of-state tags.
I've lived in different cities. That's such a random excuse.
I know. And I know people have out-of-state tags and that they continue to use their out-of-state tags because, I mean, for them it's cheaper and that's why they do it, but they usually have them renewed.
I just put.
Well, that's
I have,
illegal. I'm a resident here. I just haven't taken the time to switch.
You're criticizing other people for being illegal when you have 4 year out of state expired tags.
The only thing that would illegal too.
Yeah, the only thing we would make fun of
it's
you
an
more
omission,
for
not a sin of commission
huh? is if you had one of those little bicycle license plates that said Josh. It was like 2 inches long, 3 inches long.
You can't use the excuse I've just been busy for 4 years.
I just want to get a moped and be as cool as you, but
it wasn't
visual.
A moped, it was a scooter, and there is a difference.
Okay, sorry.
So the sidebar to this whole story is that Josh's wife, Jessica, has been hounding him to get this done, probably for 4 years.
Yeah.
So, and you're like, oh, come on, baby, get up my ass, man. That's going to happen, get up my ass.
When was your last discussion about the tags?
Oh, no.
Last week, a couple of days ago, you know.
So is it every couple of days?
Yeah,
that
it's just something she reminds me to do. And I've received tickets before for having expired tags in other places I've lived. And usually it's about a $30 ticket that you pay. And then I need to go get the. And then you finally go wait in the line because no one likes to do that. I didn't realize that I would be impounded for having expired tags. I thought I would get a ticket and move forward.
So you thought, okay, it's 4 years, but worst comes to worst, it's only going to be $30, so what's the big deal?
Yeah, maybe it would be more than that. I was willing to do that, and now I guess I'm willing to pay to have it unimpounded. So
see the email that it's going to probably
justice,
cost.
I guess.
It's probably, when all is said and done, this is probably going to cost you close to $1,000.
No. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because they averaged $150 to $200 a year for each one of the 4 years, a $200 impound fee plus the ticket.
Stop, Jeff. Sorry, just stop, man. Stop.
I didn't realize that. I would have stayed in line.
Oh, man, you're making me feel so bad for you.
Well, we could do a fundraiser, and Bert can use some of that BBA money.
Well, I think there's a difference between Josh earlier today, before he talked to his wife, and Josh after talking to his wife. Is that accurate?
We were going to call her up and tell her on the radio, but she's not having any part of that.
Well, she's the sweetest thing, because she agreed to take the MARTA train home, so that I could have the car when work's finished up, and then I can go start to resolve it. Isn't she wonderful?
No, it's
she's
a huge
very
mistake.
Sweet. Well, should not
it's
have
a
put her
huge
on
MARTA. Mistake.
What do you mean, Jeff?
What's the mistake?
Yes. What you should have said was, I will figure this out. Your routine doesn't need to be disrupted at all.
How long you been married?
2 years.
So he's saying you should have jumped on
you should
the
just
grenade
say,
big time.
And then what you do is, like, we have our post-show meeting today, so you could take one of our cars, or I mean, not mine, but one of somebody else's car that trusts you to be legal with it and stuff. So you could take one of our cars, and then you go and start paying the fines or whatever, or you get a taxi. You're like, one of us lives close. Like, you know, Bert and I both live pretty close. So maybe you use our car, drop us off at our house, and go run your errands or something. But you do
I
not.
I this is where I don't want to impose on, you know, anyone.
We're not sleeping with you. Your wife is. So.
She's my partner, and she's my best friend. And so she's wonderful. So.
And I hear you publicly kissing her ass, which I think is smart.
Which is what she is.
What did she say when you you told her what happened?
It took a few. I texted her and told her that that the cops finally caught up with me, and
made you feel a little, you know, street, didn't it? To say
street
that
got street cred now, dude.
Sure does.
Cops caught up with me.
Should have called her collect.
Aww. Honey, they got me.
So, and then she just said, "Well, what happened? Why do I need? You know, I'm off work now. She works overnight at the hospital just down the street here, and." So I just told her that it was impounded, and she said, yeah, well, I told you so.
Oh, the first I told you so.
Yeah, well, you can imagine how it went.
Who handles the
I mean, she's sweet, but it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is. Oh,
yeah. As she's riding on the train, and then she has to walk that 7 blocks to the house, then it'll, yeah.
Who is the,
but after she's an angel. Shift.
Who's the primary?
She's the better half.
Seven blocks from the MARTA station
she's
to your
on,
house?
She's on MARTA. She's in a tunnel. She can't hear you right now.
But you better hope nothing happens to her in that 7 blocks. She steps off curb, twists her ankle.
This is like if you've gotten in trouble at school and you're on the way home and you know your parents know what you did at school and you're about to get free. Yeah. Sorry, Josh.
Who handles the finances primarily in your home?
Primarily the better half, the missus.
Brian. So there's no way for you to disguise however much this is going to cost.
No. That would just be
can't
worse.
Hide from that. Hey, Brian, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Josh, I just want to say I feel your pain.
Thank you, sir.
And tell your wife that this is going to be expensive. And the expired tag and failure to register in the state of Georgia, you're probably looking at least $1,000, if not more. So I feel your pain, been through it myself, and good luck with
it. If you just listen to your wife, it wouldn't be so expensive.
Oh, here we go.
What's the? I've been wanting a new car for a while.
So you just let him keep it?
Keep the car.
Yeah, how could,
you're losing value on your car, though. You could trade that in. Well, there's a lot of value in that.
Well, there's not. It's an older car. It runs well. It's beautiful.
It's going to be more.
Change the oil. You're just thinking about options.
You're just thinking about let them have it and then just go ahead and get a new
car. But
you still have to pay for the tags.
Yeah, you still have to pay
because
the tags.
You can't sell
it
legally with expired tags.
Oh,
and,
really?
And you can't get new tags. You're wanted now.
Mm-hmm. Screwed, kind of, bro. Sorry.
$1,000.
Yeah. Damn. Look at you. Melissa, give him a hug, even though you want to be like all hard guy about it. Give him a hug.
No, Josh is one of my favorite people here. I love Josh, but I am imagining my girlfriend, Katie Jo, in my relationship, and I feel like in this situation, I would be more of your wife, and you'd be more like Katie, who her favorite term is, it's going to work out. It's all going to work out fine, is usually what she says. And 50% of the time, I mean, and I do appreciate that quality in her because she helps me because we're two completely different personalities. And so, you know, I'm much more of the planned, think ahead kind of analysis girl, and she's one off the cuff and, you know, and this sounds, and if she had done this, she would have found another ride home, because I wouldn't have even given her that.
Melissa won't give you a hug, but she is known around these parts for throwing dollar bills around like a rapper at Magic City. You know?
I make it rain all the time.
She just got like $300 from us from winning that incarceration pool, so I'm sure if you just ask her, she'll loan you.
I will gently turn you down.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Spent 4th of July week with my parents. Mm-hmm. They come down. They make the annual trip down for my dad's birthday and for the holiday week. So that's always fun. And it's always a reminder, too, of things from youth that you kind of forget about. You know, things like from home and some of the rules and regulations that really are based in nothing except for your parenthood and your upbringing. Mm-hmm. Like in our house, you were never allowed to have the same meal for dinner two nights in a row. And to have it twice in the same week was even a challenge.
Really?
So, why?
I don't know.
Like if you had spaghetti night on Monday, definitely couldn't have it on Tuesday.
No, and even Wednesday or Thursday was a stretch.
Really?
And there were no leftovers in your family?
Sure, but they couldn't be consumed on the following day.
So you had to wait a week to eat leftovers?
No, a day.
If you had dinner with spaghetti on Tuesday, could you have it for lunch on Wednesday? Or did the meals have to be congruent?
I think you could go dinner to lunch.
Yeah.
But like I would know that like if we had burgers, let's say, on Tuesday night, and then I came home from school and my mom said, "What do you feel like for dinner?" And I suggested burgers. Her response would be, "We just had those last night."
Really?
So even if I'm
Do you adopt those as an adult?
Yeah.
Like, you do.
Really? And I realize, and I've started to break it because I'm kind of like, foodie Rain Man-ish. Like I go on little streaks of where I just like get a craving for, I don't know,
Thai food.
Yeah. So for 1 week, I'll have Thai food every other day for the whole week, and then I'll be done with it. Like, mm-hmm. It's out of my system. You know what I mean?
But it has to be every other day.
Or every day. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, that's
how... Does it still make you feel guilty that you had Thai for dinner on Monday night and
yes.
you had it for
it's
Tuesday?
My initial reaction.
Really?
Let's say last night I went to Mellow Mushroom for dinner, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I was going out to dinner with one of you guys tonight, and I said, "Where do you want to go?" And you said, "How about the Mellow Mushroom right near your house?" My first response would be, "Well, I just went there last night." Now, even though you can go to Mellow Mushroom and you can get a sandwich, mm-hmm. and a pizza, like
totally different.
Just the fact that it's in the same genre. So that was one. That was a rule. It was cause for celebration if you had breakfast for dinner.
Oh yeah. That was that way.
That's
in my
awesome.
House too.
Yep. Yes.
Unheard of.
It was
like an omelet
thing.
Or something for dinner. Cereal?
Pancakes.
Special treatment. Yes.
For dinner?
Scrambled eggs.
Yep. Because it was out of time. See? Those were breakfast foods that are consumed before you go to school.
But
getting it for dinner is like,
at the hobby
this
house,
is awesome.
We called it breakfast dinner.
Unheard of.
So fun.
I've actually heard it called Brenner.
Brenner. That's good.
Right. Then there was when I was growing up, I was always, you know, dinner was when my dad got home, which was right about 5 o'clock. So we'd eat at 5 every day. And then sometime between 5 o'clock and bedtime, I was allowed to have a snack. And I could go to the kitchen and I could pick it. And it could be like a bowl of chips. It could be like a couple of cookies. It could be a brownie with ice cream. It could be a big deal was like an ice cream float, you know, like or an ice cream cone or something. Like I was allowed to have one snack in the evening. To this day, I still will only eat once between dinner and bed. It's not like an intentional thing.
It's just the rule.
Just
translate.
But like if I am sitting,
you probably couldn't sleep well if you didn't have your snacky.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Snacky and then his head rub.
Yeah,
but
it's like I
little comfort.
It's put downs, right?
And that was just a childhood whatever you call it. Like that was the rule.
Uh-huh.
So like if I went, it's 6:30 or 7 o'clock and had a couple of cookies out of the kitchen cabinet, and then at 9 o'clock, Jessica came into the room with like a bowl of popcorn and said, "Do you want some?" I've already had my snack.
Snackaroo.
Oh my
God. That still bugs me to this day is that we were not allowed to get phone calls after 9 o'clock. And this was all the way through.
Amen. So
you were not allowed, and it was like big time trouble. Like, I would get in trouble if one of my friends mm-hmm. called me after 9 o'clock. It didn't make sense to me because I'm like, I'm not the one dialing the phone. But it was big time trouble if somebody called. So even now, even
you
today,
feel anxiety?
At 33 years old, if somebody calls me after 9 o'clock, I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
I'm the same way.
I'm the same way. Who calls anybody after 9 o'clock at night? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm turning into my parents.
I agree with that rule.
I like that rule though. I mean, I don't, because
don't call me after nine.
Don't call me at night because guess what? I have a life, so let's not interrupt it.
I actually got into an argument with my mom over one when she was up here, when they were up.
Okay.
Because we were in the car and it was, you know, it was hot. We had the heat wave or whatever, so I had the air conditioner on. And my parents are anti-air conditioner. My mom especially. It needs to be fresh air. But it's 100 degrees out. So she's like, I can't believe you have the air conditioner on. We can't open the windows. I'm like, open the window if you want. She said, well, you're running the air conditioner. And this is in the car. Like, this is not like, what are you trying to do? Heat the whole neighborhood? This is in the car. And I'm like, well, open the window for fresh air. Well, I can't open the window when the air conditioner's on. And then, for whatever reason, I was at the point where I was like, well, why not? Well, you just don't. You don't. Why would you run the air conditioner and open the window of the car?
My parents were the same way.
I'm like, well, explain it to me.
You turned it into your 8-year-old self right there.
Yeah. Explain to me the logic of not running the air conditioner when and opening the window at the same time. So then I really tripped him out because Jessica has a convertible.
Oh boy.
So I put the top down and cranked up the air conditioner. I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do about this?
They won't visit for the next year and a half.
Right. Yeah. Breaking the laws.
This is not the son we raised.
The Bert Show.
I guess we're going to have to talk about this. You guys keep bringing it up, so go ahead.
I don't really know a lot about it. I just saw it today. Jeff is the one who
Jeff is so tickled by this whole thing. Nashville's going to join us in 15 seconds here, but Jeff has been so tickled by this thing. And Wendy, God, I love her so much because she's so simple. She just loves this thing.
It's funny. It's just a cat, and then you say stuff, and it just repeats everything you're saying on the application.
I've been non-committal about moving from BlackBerry to iPhone. Like I like the latest and greatest, like new technology and stuff. So every couple of versions of iPhone, I go out and get one, and then I just become frustrated at like the typing on it, and I'm not fast enough, not, you know, used to it. So I end up going back to BlackBerry. Well, the iPhone 4 comes out, and it, you know, it, and I've seen a couple people who have theirs. It's been out, what, like 2 weeks now or so?
Something.
So I've come across a couple of them, and I say, you know, I'm going to get my hands on an iPhone 4. So I got an iPhone 4. And the mistake I made with the last iPhone I got is I got all these fancy apps, you know, that you download that were, you know, some of them were $1, some of them were $2, some of them were $9.99, whatever. And then free ones. And I loaded it up with all the stuff that I thought was cool. But then 2 weeks into it, when I decided I didn't want the phone anymore, that money's gone. So I made the decision. I said, for the first couple of weeks, I'm only going to download free apps. So I go to the list of top free apps. And I start scrolling through and I just get a couple that I think are interesting. I got, like Foursquare so I can check in and some things for pictures. And then I saw this one that's like the number one or two in the world. It's called Talking Tom. All it is an animated cat that repeats everything you say.
But you have to see the picture of this cat. It's like a cartoon cat. I love him so much because it's got these really cute big green eyes, and every time you laugh, he laughs. It's like you have an inside joke with a friend that you don't
even know.
Okay,
so Bert and I think are in similar places with this because we both use Bert's not as I like the latest and greatest, and Bert wants to like it, but he's shut up. But he's aware of his limitations. Like Bert doesn't really ever embrace the latest and greatest right away because he's afraid that it's going to choke him.
It's not afraid. It's just I know I don't have a lot of time for that stuff. And I still I've got a BlackBerry, but I just use it for the basics, like for email, texting, calls. And I just don't have a desire for downloading applications and doing stuff like that.
So
like you're not going to be playing games on your phone.
No, right. Never. Never, never, never.
So and not either. All apps are games. I mean, most a lot of apps are just it's almost like a quick link to, you know, news channels or to.
I've got one or two of those, you know, like Urban Spoon also or local TV station here. But for the most part, like,
you
I'm
don't
not
have
scared
a need
of them. I just
for
don't
a
have.
Talking cat?
No.
You don't have a need for a talking cat?
Not unless it's in real life and it can make me a fortune.
So now I know how you guys feel when we talk about The Bachelorette.
is that where you're going with this?
So I was showing Bert this Talking Tom application as an example of, you know, here's my iPhone 4. You can make your own decision, but this is the type of, this is something that will take up your time. And Wendy overheard it and started crying.
I mean,
and has had my iPhone for 15 minutes in tears the entire time.
It's just funny. Like, whatever you say, it just, I know it sounds so simple, but it's really funny when a cat repeats what you say, because
That's the beauty of Wendy.
You should hand it to her right now.
Like, oh, yeah, here.
I mean, it can. I mean, you can curse in it, and it'll curse back.
Well,
and,
don't do that right now.
Well, not on the air, no. But like, you it's can an also animated cat cursing at you. That's kind of funny. Or if you like your rap.
But what
I don't know that we need to spend a whole bunch more time on it. But you guys were bringing it up so much that I thought I had to say something about it.
Bow chicka bow wow.
And Wendy has been crying, laughing for 15 minutes.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air.
Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air.
You've got to have the visual of the cat, because I think
I really just
that makes
hug
the
you
application
sometimes.
Even more special.
I would
special.
Hug you and tell you everything's going to be all right.
Oh, I like the talking
if
tone.
If it makes Wendy happy, it makes us all happy.
I really want to throw my iPhone out the window right now, because that talking Tom just in my head.
It's good for like 6 minutes, you know. Yep. But yeah, you seem like you're really digging on that thing.
Sorry, Jeff.
Sorry, Jeff.
Okay. Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, let's bring producer Josh back in here.
Hi. Hello, beautiful Bert Show.
How's it, Josh? Man, I felt so bad for Josh yesterday, because we told you guys yesterday at this time. Dude gets pulled into our parking lot about 5 in the morning yesterday by 2 police officers. It's quite a scene. They've got the lights still going. It's pitch dark outside.
So those lights are like, really bright.
It looks like there's a drug bust going on out there, right? And it was our producer, Josh, who they had pulled over because his plates were expired for 4 years.
And they were out of state. It was just something I hadn't done. I've learned the error of my ways. And
is that what you told your wife last night?
It will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to move on. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. Now I'm an adult. Keep good tags.
If I had a dollar for every time your wife said, "I told you so" yesterday, how much richer would I be today?
You'd be a much richer man.
And would have paid for his tags and tickets. Yeah.
She was most excited that I finally was busted. She was just relieved that she could finally be right. She just was like, now that you have to get tags, I'm so excited.
I've seen documentaries on murderers who feel the same way. Like, they've gotten away with it. But they know the law's coming after them, so they're always looking over their shoulder. So I imagine you feel the same sense of relief.
At 4 years, I think there will be a sense of relief.
Well, you were telling me yesterday after the show, like, he would just go from point A to point B and never go anywhere in between for fear that he'd see a police officer. Right. If he was going to a party, he would never drink, never, ever, not even 1 ounce of alcohol in his system.
Sure. Even during the show?
Well, that's different.
Okay.
He's worked it out of his system by the time we get out of here.
I did find the old producer's stash hidden away in there.
So, yeah, he's been like living with this bubbling paranoia, kind of driving around for 4 years with expired tags. Every time he sees a cop, he ditches into a parking
lot. But it normalizes. You just function that way. You just drive from point A to point B. You try not to speed. You get there, you do your thing, and you just don't even realize it.
I mean, we're talking since 2006.
Again, I was not expecting to get my car impounded. Right. I was just expecting what's happened in the past when I've let the tag lapse is
when you just
$30 ticket.
The slap on the wrist, and then look how well that worked to get you to obtain tags.
You know, I have a license. I have valid insurance all within the state, and those seem risky to me. The tags just didn't seem as severe. And there are different penalties for different severities of crime. You know, if you run a red light or you hit somebody, there are different penalties. And I just didn't realize that not having valid tags was an extreme crime.
All right, we will get into the penalties part of this in a second.
Freaking, we got our own Lindsay Lohan right here. What I intended to do.
No, he's a lot more fluid than Lindsay Lohan. He's Mrs. Cohen because you need to be a lawyer. Because
I would take your case.
Yeah.
I would take your case.
Well, thank you.
Here's Sue. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. I sympathize with you, Josh.
Thank you. I understand. Tell me more.
Well, I moved to Florida, and I also was an out-of-state person, and Florida had this stupid ruling at that time. There was an outlandish amount to change tags, and I had a 91 tag, and I let it go for about 4 years. When it got to 94, I took a black Sharpie, and I drew a 4 on my 1 and got at least one more year out.
Oh, get out of here. That is bull. That is bull.
You do bring up a good point. If it was easier online to register, it would have been done.
It is.
It is. You can go online.
You can go online and do it. It's very easy.
Not the research that I saw. You have to go down and bring this form.
If you've gone 4 years.
If you go 4 years. But if you do it like 30 days or I do it every year before your birthday,
but I love
then you're good.
The stubbornness of both our caller and Josh.
I mean, very defiant.
Josh, very like, you know what? If they made it easier on me, I'd do it. And she was like that stupid, outlandish fee.
Well, I'm just concerned about, you know, government red tape and then the people, really.
Really?
I mean, you know, but I want to make sure that everyone understands I have changed the air. You know, I will not go without tags. I don't want to disrespect Georgia. I love where I live.
But I ain't wearing my seatbelt ever. I'm texting like a madman.
You can feel I'm in transition. So the process has begun.
We want to focus on the penalty part of this whole thing because we all speculated yesterday on how much this thing was going to cost you. We took calls from some Burt Show listeners that said they were going to charge you for each year that you didn't register in Georgia. Others were thinking you would just have to pay now. So we want to try to figure out exactly how much this penalty is going to be. Do you know the number yet, and have you paid it?
I'll tell you more. I think you're all going to guess. Is that right? I visited the DMV, and I'll tell you that after you guess. And then I have called other places and researched. So, yes, I have a solid number down to the penny.
Okay, so because you know how much it is.
There's some flexibility in it. The judge could make it go up. The judge could make it go down. You know, when I go to court, for example. But I do have a solid number based on my research down to the penny.
But whatever number he gives us now doesn't count. Like, I think what we're guessing for, what I want to guess is how much this entire process is going to cost you. Impounding. Mm-hmm. Penalties.
All right, so if you
you're smiling when you say this. You look grumpy all morning.
If you were the announcer on The Price is Right, this is the showcase showdown, and he's going from item to item to item to tell and describe exactly what's in the showcase. Right. So tell us exactly what we're bidding on here.
Come on, Drew Carey, tell us.
Josh, your showcase today consists of one. What kind of car do you have?
Nissan.
One impounded Nissan. This car was picked up in the parking lot of the Q100 Studios in Sandy Springs and towed to the lovely Sandy Springs impound lot. So you will be bidding on the towing and impound fees associated with getting your car back. In addition, Josh, you're also bidding on 4 years of expired tags. You'll have to go to court and see what the judge says, but you may have to pay for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, maybe even more.
And Jenny, you're bidding, when did I right now are pointing at different things.
How much is it going to cost to register your car? And finally, Josh, you're bidding on your ticket. That's right, your ticket. Because the Sandy Springs police officer wrote you up. Even though you think it's BS, your tags were expired for 4 years. And that cop said no. So you got a ticket, Josh. How much will that ticket be? We don't know yet. But we're bidding now on The Price is Right.
Wow.
Very good. Nicely done.
Also, there's an emission test I've learned that I have to do.
Okay.
Oh,
emissions
test.
That's right.
So just so in your calculations.
Oh, that's right. Because if you have not renewed your tags, you didn't realize that you had to get this emission test. Okay.
All right. Wendy, you are the youngest. You want to go ahead and make your first bid?
Yeah, let me add the emission really quick. Hang on. Emission tag.
Oh, I have no idea.
And then, okay. I have a question. What if his emission fails? Does that go into our bidding, the cost to actually repair your car?
Oh. Does the cost that you have in this envelope, Josh is so organized, he put the actual price of, is
fantastic.
This just the fee of...
That's the total. I have paid some so far. Then there will be more. I researched the price of the ticket, researched the price of court costs, rounded up for the average price.
Court costs. I forgot to include court costs, Bob.
The emissions test. I talked to the towing company. And have all the charges added up. And that it's just, that's the solid.
What about the large gift you have to buy for your wife, Josh? So I would not count car repairs.
Okay.
Because I'm sure Josh's car is in tidy ship shape.
Remind me again how it works with the closest to the number, but not over.
Can't go over.
You get an extra prize if you're right on, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You get to spin that
you
wheel.
You get both showcase showdowns. I don't know what that means.
And a Winnebago.
I'll take you for a ride and go get a cheeseburger across the street.
I'm not driving anywhere with you.
I am now because he's a safe driver.
All right, Wendy, what's your bid?
I'm going to go with $815.56.
All right, somebody writing these down.
Okay.
You got this, Jeff? What was that again, Wendy?
$815.56.
Okay. For Wendy. Melissa.
All right. I'm going with 1614. So 1614.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jen?
I'm going
$499.
Going around nine.
Jeff?
I'm going to go with $816.
Oh, that's messed up.
But he may have gone over.
You're still higher than he is. You're still a high bid. Oh, no, he's at 816. You were at 815.
Yeah, you got a good 44-cent window to pinch me out.
I'm going to go with, very competitive, aren't we? $721.38.
What was the lowest bid?
The lowest was Jen at $499. You want to go ahead and tell
us? It's all over. You're all
over.
All
over? All of it?
But we're not done yet.
What do you mean you're not done yet?
Yeah, what do you mean?
You haven't gone to court.
That's right here.
As of today.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it's not going to go down much.
I thought it would be more exciting if you open the envelope.
Okay, well, you already told us the...
Well, that's a relief, though, that we're all over, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be a relief.
The actual number thus far.
I'm disappointed at how inexpensive it is, because I don't think...
The lovely, lovely ladies at the DMV, were so nice. I think they were gracious to me and could have ran it up.
It was only $465.63.
I was closest, even though I was over.
You're over, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You don't win the showcase. Sorry.
I was so closest.
But I think that I think I got off, Jeff, is that the I paid $168.34 yesterday, and I think they could have been really bad to me. Because there were like some forms, like I needed a form from this other state and this and that. And I, you know, just kind of kept explaining to them that it was towed, and they were just very gracious and helped me along.
So this is everything. So that's got to be a relief for you, because we had listeners call in yesterday talking about it's going to be $1,200. That's why I said $1,600. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd throw in every other cost that
incur. I was so bummed out yesterday. I was just, you know,
you were beating yourself.
And then when I went there and paid like $168 and knew I was on my way, I was... elated.
Well, now we've completely changed topics. How did you find a gracious person at the DMV?
Just be nice. I looked down a lot. And Carl, by the way, the only person, when he came in, he gave me street cred for... He gave me five right off. What did he call it? Riding dirty? He said I have the record. He said he had a friend went 2 years.
I just love the way Josh said that.
Riding dirty.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, the celebrity that we have an opportunity. No, we are going to interview sometime today. This is like an A-lister's A-list, what we're talking about here. I mean, this is almost an untouchable celebrity. Mm-hmm. I would put this person in the same category as the Jennifer Anistons of the world, who just don't do a lot of radio interviews. The Brad Pitts of the world, mm-hmm. they just don't do a lot of radio interviews. Angelina Jolie, Tom Cruise, although we've had the opportunity to talk to him. But, I mean, it's so rare that the A of the A-listers mm-hmm. that you really have an opportunity to talk to. Well, we have one today.
Yeah.
And that person is Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's Woo! Right.
That's an untouchable right there, right?
Yeah. Total A-lister. Complete 100% A-list hottie.
You don't see Leonardo DiCaprio on TMZ. You don't see him doing interviews for Access Hollywood and stuff mm-mm. like that. Generally, if he does an interview, it's like an hour with Oprah, or it's 20 minutes on that Barbara Walters Most Interesting special. Mm-hmm. Something like he doesn't do radio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is. He is doing radio. He's doing it today,
mm-hmm.
which is great for us as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Problem here is that, well, let's go around the room, actually. Wendy, we're supposed to do this interview later on today, around mm-hmm. 1 o'clock or so, 1:30.
Yeah.
Can you be available for that?
I can't. I have a dance lesson that I've committed to, so if I cancel, I'll end up having to pay for that lesson, so I won't be available.
So she can't do DiCaprio. Yeah. I have an appointment with a sleep hypnotist today
mm-hmm.
that if I don't see him today, he can't see me till August 17th, and I can't go any longer. So I'm desperate. So I can't do it. Jen Hobby.
I have a dentist appointment scheduled today at 1:30 that I have rescheduled for the show since May. I was supposed to go when we went out to American Idol. That's when it came up. And I've rescheduled it 3 different times. So like Wendy, I will have to pay for it mm-hmm. and still have to postpone the appointment. So my hope was that we could reschedule Leonardo, but he doesn't reschedule.
No. You don't ask to reschedule. Well,
we could reschedule with him, but we'd have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. How much?
So $1 million.
We could come up with that.
I'll put the PO in today.
What are you doing today at 1 o'clock, Jeff?
I'm supposed to meet with somebody that shouldn't take too long, but I'm always wary of the it shouldn't take too long
meetings.
Right. Meetings, those because those are always the ones that take longer. And I'm scheduled at 1 o'clock, and it's close to the radio station, but I just couldn't risk it, so I didn't put my name in. If I make it back here, that's cool, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to happen.
Which only leaves Melissa Carter.
Well, it seems that I'm the only one on the show that whose sole focus is the Bird Show. And, when I received this email yeah. yesterday, are you available for this interview? And I was like, well, yeah, I can make myself available. So mm-hmm. I am the only committed team member right now for this interview this afternoon, yes. which is ironic since if you're a new Bird Show listener, I tend to not ask questions during celebrity interviews because I'm very intimidated.
Melissa doesn't. I mean, go ahead and go online and listen to all our celebrity interviews. The only time Melissa has ever stepped up on celebrity interviews is when we did that game where we had celebrities call up spontaneously
yes.
to
yeah.
try to win some cash for it. And then Melissa was right on it.
Because I didn't have to think about it ahead of time. I didn't have time to be nervous because we didn't know until we picked up who the celebrity was.
So Melissa doesn't participate really in interviews.
Intimidates the hell out of me. Somebody asked me this yesterday, which is really funny. That this has come up this way, that, why is it that I don't hear your name? Because it must be a new Burt Show listener. And I think they were talking, because we talked to Natasha Bedingfield yesterday. Did I ask a question? No. And so they were asking about
Zac
that.
Efron.
Zac Efron, did I ask a question? No. And so they asked why. And I said, I really do. I'm starstruck. I mean, and there's...
Natasha Bedingfield?
I mean
she's cool
It's just a celebrity. As anybody who is a celebrity... For some reason, intimidates me.
And if you can't handle Natasha Bedingfield, how are you going to handle
Leonardo DiCaprio,
the leading man in a new movie?
So I got an email from Jeff today. You know, letting me know that you may be the only one available this afternoon. And I said, is that really a good idea?
it's
an opportunity.
It's too important an interview for us not to do. It really is. And under any other circumstance, I would come back. I would, because it's too... Leonardo DiCaprio comes by one time a career for a morning show.
Yes.
And Melissa's going to have to step up today.
I guess so.
And to add pressure, it's only like you only have like 5 to 7 minutes.
That's actually good. That was good for...
I'll do whatever I have to do. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry that the dentist and the sleep doctor and the lunch appointment and everything. Yeah.
Melissa, thank you for your dedication to the show each and every day. Appreciate that.
So I'll be here this afternoon to interview Leonardo DiCaprio.
Now, have you done any prep on it at all, or any research, or do you have a couple hours between? Well, you don't. because we have our post-show meeting at like 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess that'll go till about 11:30.
I'll do the best goes I can. About,
you'll be done with that by noonish.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
Well, I could cancel the dentist. I just feel at this point it's almost going to be more entertaining to hear you do it by yourself.
Great.
Like,
yeah,
I think it's going to be good.
you'll be able to hold your own.
All right.
You'll hold your own.
You don't think so?
Of course I have no confidence in my ability to interview an A-list celebrity. Like,
but
I will do my best.
But if it's all your responsibility, then you're running the show.
It's easy. You don't have to worry about stepping on anybody or if anybody else has any questions.
Sure,
this is you one-on-one.
That's
you're
been
not
my problem
that.
In the past, is that me just trying to fit in my question with everybody else's. But yeah,
I think maybe you're looking at this the wrong way. I think maybe this will be the thing that will start to give you confidence in interviews.
Okay.
And then you'll be more prepared mentally to contribute when we do have other celebrities on.
All right.
Maybe that's the way to look at it.
Okay.
All right. So tomorrow morning on the show, Melissa
Carter's
interview
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Godspeed, girl.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.